The Ministry of Risen Motherhood is funded by our generous donors. If you like this podcast, please consider joining them at risenmotherhood.com/give.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily, here with Laura.
Hey, guys.
Today, we are talking to you guys a little bit about getting involved in ministry in the local church. This is a topic that's near and dear to our hearts. Mm-hmm. We did a workshop on this at a conference kind of in early 2019, and we just really felt like this would be applicable to all of the Risen Motherhood listeners, and just, I need to hear it too over and over again. So we're excited to just dive into this a little bit today, even though it's a slightly different format of show than what we usually do.
Yeah, but if you've listened to our show for any amount of time, you know, like Emily said, this is just a major passion area for us because we are hopeful that we are not your primary source of nourishment or encouragement. We love having you guys here. Like,
yeah,
you guys are seriously the best. And it has been so fun to meet so many of you this year as we've done some conferences and just hear your stories firsthand. But really, truly, like the local mm-hmm. church and getting involved in women's ministry is where we hope you guys will put your first and best efforts. And so, yeah, we're going to kind of talk through some practical things. What are the hindrances a mom faces mm-hmm. and how can she overcome those in the years with especially little kids?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of a decisive time. I mean, when you maybe go from not having any children to having a baby for the first time, or maybe you adopted and you got a toddler or two, yeah. However that worked out, it kind of feels like all of the balls in your life go back up in the air and you're like, oh no, I don't know how everything is going to fall. And maybe you're experiencing some new vulnerabilities that you haven't in the past. And you feel like maybe a need for a different type of community or just some more support, I think, spiritually and emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I think what we've seen is that it can be an easy time to kind of pull out of the church. And it can also be a great time, we think, one of the best times to get to really press in where you can. So we kind of wanted to start by talking through some things that we've experienced yeah. in this season, in the little years, and kind of the myths or the things that we've been tempted to believe whenever things get hard.
Yeah. I think that when I became a first-time mom, I remember kind of maybe not hearing the words verbatim, but the idea of, hey, moms are victims. You know, they are constantly overwhelmed and there's so much going on around them that's like kind of coming at them and hitting them that they don't have any time for themselves. We're only surviving. And I felt that. Like, it wasn't just that, you know, I heard those things kind of reinforced. I also did feel them. I think it's a very real feeling. So if you're feeling that way right now, mm-hmm. that you are kind of not able to manage a lot and you're just surviving, I don't think you're, I don't know, weird.
Yeah, not alone.
Yeah. And so, but the mom culture at large also really reinforces those messages. Like moms are hot messes, you know?
Yeah. And I think that translates into the church because Laura and I have both been mm-hmm. in settings where someone has made a comment at a Bible study like, oh, you are a mom, you have little ones, you're just too busy and it's totally fine. You just care for those kids. Don't worry about getting your study done. Don't worry about, you know, if you can't make it on time or you can't be consistent. Mm-hmm. And it can kind of just feed into this feeling that we have of, oh, you're right, I can't do it. I can't get here. And so it can just be a difficult thing to process through.
Yeah. And it's hard because it's like, we really appreciate that grace that people are giving us to yes. say, hey, even if you don't get your Bible study done, just please still show up. Like, that is so needed. And we're so grateful for that. But at the same time, like, I remember being told, oh, honey, you don't have to do your Bible study. You know, you're a mom, you got better things to do. And mm-hmm. that was just kind of a message that kind of settled in my heart in the wrong way, which is good. I knew right away that like, no, this is the most important mm-hmm. thing, but that kind of is feeding all the things that we're talking about. And so we want to get to that truth right now about how motherhood and being involved in ministry in the little years really is achievable. It may look different in this season of life than it has for you in the past and than it will in the future. But I don't know. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like motherhood is like, you're busy, but you're busy with like really different things. And I know for myself too, like it was a season where suddenly I went from working full time to being at home full time. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, yes, like there's nap schedules and feeding schedules and it's really busy, but I also have a weird amount of free time as mm-hmm. well, because I became a stay-at-home mom. I know it's not the same for everyone, but mm-hmm. you know, I think there's a lot of you listening that may be in that boat.
Yeah. I think another reason why it's just such a great time is it can really establish habits. I mean, I think we know from Bible study, we've talked about this with like Jen Wilkins, Woman of the Word, talking about depositing, you know, little deposits over a long period of time add up to a lot. And so if we're wanting to fill our hearts with, you know, the truth of the word so that we can apply it in our lives, like we need to continue to be planting those seeds and putting those things in. And starting those habits when our kids are young, I think make it easier to keep doing it, because along the way, I think something I've believed is, oh, it's going to get easier. Like, I'll just jump back in later. And, you know, I can tell you my oldest will be 7 this summer. And like, there still hasn't been an easy season. Like every season brings different
yeah.
pressures on your schedule and different challenges. And so it is a great time in where you can, and I think it builds really good patterns.
So we're going to go through a handful of things here to try to help you get involved in women's ministry. And we know this feels a bit different than our typical shows, but we do see this as equipping you with the gospel, because you're going to be getting that from your local church. And this is just part of our mission at Risen Motherhood, is to help you guys be equipped to apply the gospel to your everyday lives.
Yeah. So let's do some practical touch points here. The first thing is just consider the various opportunities that are available at your church. So some women's ministries offer more program choices, some offer a lot less, but there's probably a variety, whether that's, yeah, there's an ongoing Bible study, there is some type of devotional book group that's going on, or even a mom's group where, hey, there's moms of little ones and toddlers getting together to encourage one another. Sometimes there's formal discipleship connections you can make with an older woman. So there's lots and lots of things, some that are high time commitment, some that are low time commitment, some that are just a one-time event that you can go to and meet people and maybe, you know, swap text messages and have someone to connect with in the future. But I think it's just good to see like, oh, just because you can't sign up right now today for the 10-week Bible study doesn't mean that there's nothing to do or no way to get involved.
Yeah, or I've had a friend who, she did the Bible study, but she actually didn't attend the Bible study meetings. She just said, in this season, I've got a nursing babe, and obviously it's not ideal, but she felt like, I can have conversations at church and over Voxer and things mm-hmm. for this season, but she fully planned to, you know, get involved further the next season. So just being creative and not feeling limited by those things is huge. And then, I mean, this one is the hard one to hear, but we're going to say it, is I think being prepared to kind of get some skin in the game. It is going to feel costly, and it is going to feel like, okay, I prepped my kids an hour and a half before the Bible study started. And then we were there for, you know, an hour, hour and a half there. And then there's the wind down transition time at home. And so it does feel like a big event, and because it is, but I think just expecting that what you're going to get out of this is so worthwhile, even if you don't see immediate fruit, like this is valuable and important. And so that cost will come with benefits, and it's worth to kind of put in, because you're going to get stuff out.
Another thing is just remember to ask for help. Sometimes we want people to just read our minds or see our needs and respond to them without us ever having to say anything. But occasionally we need to speak up and kind of say, hey, I do need some help with childcare in order to be able to come to this event, or in order to be able to come to this Bible study. Do you guys have a reimbursement program for that? Or what do you suggest? You know, ask your women's ministry leader. If you need help buying a book or a Bible study resource, I know I've talked to so many women's ministry leaders and churches that are like, we want to help. We don't always know who needs the help. And so we try to get connected because someone asks and they say, hey, can I get this supplemented? Another thing is to just, when somebody's reaching out, say thank you. That really helped me. I know that when I was bringing my littles to Bible study many years ago, when I had three kids, kind of three and under, there were some ladies who would hold the doors open for me and help me get the kids in from the snow. And I remember telling them, like, this met a really tangible need for me, and it is actually really helpful. And they continued to do it. And honestly, it made getting in the door that much less treacherous and scary. So I think, you know, plan ahead and be willing to advocate for yourself in a really nice, gentle way. Of course.
Yeah, certainly. Okay. So I feel like I'm getting kind of all the hard ones here, but the next one is just making sure that you're prepared when you come. So you put so much effort to get there. It's, you know, it's so good to come and be ready to be a participant in the discussion or have read the book or have done whatever homework was assigned to you. And of course, there is grace for not getting it done. And any women's ministry leader would say, please still come. And so that is great. But because you put so much energy to get into there, you're going to get that much more out if you've actually prepared and spent time reading and doing all the pieces. So of course, like, know that, hey, I mean, there are a lot of weeks that I have come and showed up to some event or the Bible study and been like, oh, I only got, you know, two pages done today. And that's okay. That's real life. I mean, things do happen. But at the same time, like, we just want to encourage you guys to put in that effort, because mom culture at large is often saying, hey, don't worry about it, don't do it. But we want to come here and say, push a little bit harder, dig in a little bit deeper, because those are deposits that you're making in your spiritual life. And that's going to flow out in other ways and be so beneficial to you.
And it serves others. Like, yeah. I think that's a thing. We often feel like, hey, what I contributed to the conversation, like, isn't very smart. Or, you know, nobody really wants to hear what I have to say. But I'll tell
you,
that's the reason for being in that environment, is because we learn from one another whenever we discuss what we've read in the Bible and the way that we're interpreting it and applying it to life. And so it actually detracts from the group when we don't show up prepared so that we can contribute something. I think that's just something I have to remind myself of, because I can tend to, like, well, it's okay, because nobody wanted to hear what I had to say anyways. So another one is to stay connected and look for the information. This seems so
this
obvious.
Seems so simple, but
It's hard, though.
I went through a whole season of not signing up for, like, the email alerts, and I was always like, wait, what's happening? They're all like, you go into this? I'm like, no, I never heard of it. And it was like, I just needed to simply get on the email list to hear about it.
Yes. Follow on social media, whatever you need to follow, check the website. I know one thing our church does is releases a schedule at the beginning of the year, and I'm on the women's ministry team, and I still need to sit down and input all those dates on my calendar right off the bat. And then sometimes I kind of forget something's happening. I'm like, oh yeah, this is coming up. I need to prepare for this. So do whatever you need to do to be aware of what's going on.
Yeah. Another one is just seeing how you can serve and get involved. So women's ministries, I know from serving on leadership and then also serving just, you know, in a regular role, I think that they are hungry and open and excited about women getting involved at a more service level or at a leadership level. And so, you know, kind of if you're interested in something like that, don't be afraid to raise your hand and kind of even know what you're interested in. And maybe you love making meals. Maybe you love newborns and serving in the nursery. Maybe you have more time and you do want to facilitate a small group discussion or host a book club in your home. Like, there are so many different things that you can do. And I know Emily and I, we've served at both levels in women's ministry. And when a woman comes to us and says, ooh, I want to start this or I want to do that.
Like, and great, I'll find a job for
100%.
You. I'm so excited.
Like, we love ideas. We love it even more when you say, like, I can do it and I can make it happen. And so if you see ways that you can serve, like, please speak up and talk to your women's ministry leader and see how that can happen. And you may be just really surprised by the opportunities that present themselves. And so anyway, just go do that.
Yeah. Another thing we wanted to mention is some of you guys at this point are maybe feeling like, yeah, I've tried that. I've tried to get involved in my local church. I've tried to raise my hand. I've tried to serve. And you feel like you've been burnt. And we just want to acknowledge that the church, both globally and locally, is full of sinners and full of people who, you know, on this side of heaven, do not have it together yet.
Don't do it right.
That we are redeemed and saved and being transformed more into the likeness of Christ, but that's happening progressively for everyone. And so yeah, we know, like, you guys have been in situations where you haven't been heard or seen, and maybe you're not able to be involved or serve in the way that you want to. But we just want to encourage you to bear mm-hmm. with the saints in your local church, and that, you know, if you are in a church that you're like, they're not preaching the gospel, they're not preaching the Bible, this maybe isn't a healthy place. Yeah, maybe you need to talk with your husband or whoever and figure out what to do with that. But if you're in a church that loves Jesus and is preaching the gospel, we have to extend forgiveness and keep, you know, persevering by God's strength, and don't give up, because mm-hmm. this is a group of people who is your family if you're in the local church. And we all know family can be hard to get along with sometimes.
Well, Emily, you are so hard to get along with.
but they're still family, and mm-hmm. you still work to get along with those sisters and those brothers. So we just want to encourage you in that.
Yeah, good word. And then the last one is just to receive grace. So we've kind of been sprinkling this in here, but just know that there is grace for this season. And if you are hearing this and you're feeling like, oh man, I just don't know if I can get there or I can get to church or whatever, just know that there is grace for that for all seasons. And Emily and I always like to joke that a mom season changes every 3 months.
Yes, it does.
Maybe quicker.
As soon as you get that schedule figured out, it is.
It's for sure changing.
It's for sure changing.
And so just know, like, if especially if you're on the front end of motherhood, like, hang in there and things will change and it will look brighter tomorrow. And so there, like we said, like, there are seasons of kind of high involvement probably, and there are seasons of lower involvement, but don't give up, and just remind yourself of the gospel day in and day out, of the grace that God gives us, that we are not earning our salvation, that, you know, attendance in Bible study isn't what gets you to heaven, praise the Lord, but those are things that God does use in your life to grow you mm-hmm. and to draw you closer to Him. And so it is still really important to be faithful, to be involved, and to kind of make those efforts. But I'm so thankful that that external involvement doesn't necessarily reveal the faithfulness of your heart. So just be encouraged with that too.
Yeah. And kind of our final word here is just to remember that Jesus is the bridegroom and the church is the bride. We hear that in God's word. And that means He loves the church. He loves her so much. He died for her. He is coming back for the church. And there are some verses in the New Testament that are so intense. He's like, the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. And He is going to rescue and love and live with His bride, the church, forever. And so some of that may seem kind of heady, but I think what we're trying to communicate is like, look, Jesus loves the church. God puts a huge emphasis on this. And so for us, if we are following in the footsteps of Jesus, we're walking in the way that He walked, we should experience that love too, and show that in our actions and in our involvement and in our desire to meet together with people, even though it's not going to be perfect.
Mm. Amen, Emily. So we hope that you guys are feeling a little bit encouraged to try to be involved in your local church, and maybe you already are, and that is awesome. Share this with another mom. Share the show. If you guys want more about this topic, we will link lots more resources in our show notes this week at risenmotherhood.com. And of course, we would love it if you would come join us on social media at Risen Motherhood on all the major platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those good things. We would really appreciate if you came and stayed connected, and that's how you can find out about new shows and what's going on at RM and all the book updates and all sorts of things like that. So come join us. It's a good time over there, and we hope you guys have a great day.